Hi, I'm Adriana.
And I'm John. And this is Kanye Conversations.
Woo! Alright, so John mentioned that Charlemagne had taken a quiz on genius.
Yes, I saw it yesterday. It was Charlemagne takes a genius Kanye test. Oh, so I watched the video, and I think I got 6 out of 10 or 7 out of 10, which, like, wasn't great, but I did, like, all right. I think Charlemagne got 6, so.
Oh, no. So no. I'm going to get, like, 2.
So I'm going to administer the test to Adriana.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So, yeah, I already took it, so I'll be asking Adriana. There are 10 questions total. Some of them, I have to admit, were, like, super easy. Some of them were actually
really
kind of difficult, yeah. Okay. Or not, like, I guess it's either you just know or you don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, so let's start off. So this is Genius's quiz, not mine.
Okay.
So number one, what is Kanye West's only number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 that doesn't feature another artist? Love Lockdown, Jesus Walks, Stronger, or Heartless?
Pretty sure it's Jesus Walks.
Lock it in?
Yeah.
It is Stronger.
It's Stronger?
It is Stronger. Really? Charlemagne actually guessed Jesus Walks, too. That's what I was almost thinking.
Yeah?
But I think even though Jesus Walks is a better song than Stronger, I feel like Stronger was bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff, but
okay. That's valid. Stronger was huge.
But Jesus Walks is objectively a better song.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so 0-1, okay. Question number 2.
Okay.
Dialogue from what film is sampled on Watch the Thrones, Paris? Anchorman, Blades of Glory, Step Brothers, or Talladega Nights?
Blades of Glory. No one knows what it means.
That is correct. Yeah, I feel like that one was one of the easier ones.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 3. So you're 1 of 2.
Okay.
Which rapper was a member of Kanye's original group, The Go-Getters? GLC, Rhyme Fest, Consequence, or Malik Yousif?
So, I didn't even know he was part of the Go-Getters.
Yeah.
I feel like he's mentioned Consequence before. Could you repeat it?
Yeah. So, okay. Which rapper was a member of Kanye's original group, the Go-Getters? GLC, Rhyme Fest, Consequence, or Malik Yousif?
I'm going to say Rhyme Fest.
Lock it in?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
This one was really hard. I just guessed GLC because on the, what's it called? GLC is the correct answer, by the way. Because on the interview that he did in Chicago where, like, he apologized for everything, I remember he kept saying GLC. So it's not like I actually knew this one. It was just, like, a super lucky guess.
Okay.
But, yeah. Okay, so next question. How are you feeling? These ones are kind of hard.
I'm thinking this quiz is, like, really informative. Like, I'm glad that I'm taking this, that you took it. Like, I'm gonna know Kanye a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I might be honest, I might be exposed to someone who isn't, like, as knowledgeable. But after, we'll get perfect tens, would be.
Because it's really more about the appreciation of Kanye. You don't need to know everything about who are the Go-Getters. I kind of want to YouTube it, because that could be more old Kanye in content.
I love content. All right, let's go. All right,
number 4. What Kanye West album was originally titled Swish and then Waves?
Life of Pablo.
That is correct. That one was pretty easy. Mm-hmm. So, 2 of 4. Question number 5. Who's the female vocalist featured on the final version of All Falls Down? Lauryn Hill, Monifa, Syleena Johnson, or Mary J. Blige?
Syleena Johnson.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Was he trying to? I've heard stuff that he was, like, trying to have Lauryn Hill on it.
Mm-hmm.
But is Syleena Johnson singing Lauryn Hill's lyrics? Or how did. Ooh. Do you know much about that?
I don't. I just know that, like, Lauryn Hill, like, Kanye really, really loves her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not sure if, like, those are original lyrics or if those are her singing, like, a. Kind of like a sample, but not really.
Because I've always known that, like, I've always heard she's kind of associated with the song, but, like, she doesn't sing on it, so I was always kind of confused, but I guess it's Syleena Johnson.
For sure.
All right, so 3 of 5, 60%. You're on track to be tied with Charlemagne. Are you going to beat Charlemagne?
I don't know.
All right, question number 6. What was the first Jay-Z album to feature production from Kanye? The Blueprint, Volume 3, Life and Times of S. Carter, The Dynasty, Rock La Familia, or The Best of Both Worlds?
Not familiar with Jay-Z's work. I feel like this is a shot in the dark. Well, did you see The Blueprint?
Yeah, A, Blueprint, B, Volume 3, Life and Times of S. Carter, C, The Dynasty, Rock La Familia, D, The Best of Both Worlds.
I'm gonna say The Blueprint.
Incorrect. Okay. It's The Dynasty, apparently, Rock La Familia. I guess The Blueprint, because that's, like, the only one I really knew off of this. Like, Jay-Z has a bunch of ones. Life and Times of, like, I don't know. But, yeah. Okay. 3 of 6. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Who did Kanye write his verse on Carrie Hilson's 2009 hit Knock You Down about? Amber Rose, Rihanna, Kim Kardashian, or Alexis Pfeiffer?
That's the one where he's like, you should leave your boyfriend now. I think it's Kim.
That is correct.
Yay!
All right, 4 of 7. Yeah, I got that one wrong. I guess Amber Rose or something.
Yeah.
But it finally won. I was listening to Kanye, his live performance. It's called, like, Glastonbury or something. I saw it on YouTube, but it's, like, a really good live performance. Mm-hmm. And the lyrics off of, is it Click? Where he's like, I fell in love with Kim about the same time that she fell in love with him.
Mm.
And then it was like, everyone in the game, like, loved my ex or something.
Uh-huh.
And then, but Wiz is the only person I respect. Like, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And that was about Amber Rose.
Dang.
And then Kim, it all made sense.
I know.
Okay.
Wild.
So question, question number 8. What 2005 Kanye single samples a 1971 James Bond movie theme? Damage from Sierra Leone, Touch the Sky, The New Workout Plan, I heard him say.
Oh, I think it's Diamonds from Sierra Leone.
You're correct. Is that 5 of 8?
I don't know. Is it?
Let's see. 1, 2. Yeah, I think it's 5 of 8.
Thanks, John.
You're on track to beat. How many people, aside from Kanye, were featured on his song Monster?
Rick Ross, Kanye, besides from Kanye. Yeah. Okay, so it's Rick Ross, Jay-Z, Nicki, so... Wait. Does he do, like... Someone else did, like, a hook or something? Might have... I know that those three have, like, verses, but he might have, like, done, like... Because I know he gives credit to, like, Justin Vernon sometimes for, like, stuff. Is it multiple choice?
It's 5, 4, 3, or 2.
I'm gonna say 3.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Apparently Bon Iver features on it.
Yeah. It's probably, he doesn't have any bars, but like...
Got him. Right? Got what him. The heck?
Dang. Trick question.
Right. I know. All right, number 10. This is to tie with Charlamagne.
Oh, dang.
Kanye West has never produced a song for which of these singers? Mariah Carey, Ciara, Christina Aguilera, or Janet Jackson?
So, for sure, Christina Aguilera, he has.
What song did he produce?
It's... I don't know the title of it, but I remember seeing that he had production credits for it. It's off of, like, a recent album, actually. Ciara. I don't know if he'd ever... Mariah Carey, I think he did. Who's the last one?
Janet Jackson.
My thought process is that he's probably produced for Janet Jackson because of his appreciation for Michael. Or maybe he hasn't. I'm going to say Janet Jackson.
Ciara.
It was Ciara.
Ciara, yeah.
Dang, okay.
I got that one wrong. I had absolutely no idea. Yeah, I thought it'd be Janet Jackson. Or no, I figured he, like, had produced for Janet Jackson.
Uh-huh.
But that one was just a toss-up.
Dang.
All right, so 5 out of 10. This is the bonus one.
Okay.
Kanye sold his first beat ever. Like, what? These questions are kind of hard. Kanye sold his first beat ever to which rapper? Do or Die, Grav, Twista, or Crucial Conflict? Like, I've only heard of Twista.
Yeah.
Do or Die, Grav, Twista, or Crucial Conflict?
I'm trying to think. Like, you got 6 out of 10, and you said you only knew Twista, so I'm going to guess that you, like, guessed Twista.
No, it was Do or Die. Like, I didn't even know any of those, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, that's a tough quiz.
It was really tough. Are there any other quizzes we could take on Kanye? The alligator.
I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch. Ooh, yeah.
Okay, I'll try to find one really quick. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. I'm sure there's a bunch. Yeah, this one was like very. I was kind of hoping that it'd be more lyric based. Like, oh, here's this lyric. Name the song. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would have been a really fun quiz.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could make one too.
Oh yeah. Ooh, that'd be fun.
The world need. That's a huge need that the world.
Yeah.
It needs to be filled.
That's true. Okay. How well do you know these obscure Kanye West lyrics?
Sure.
Okay. I'm a star. How can I not shine?
Okay.
Touch the sky. I wonder what light
beam or who. I am quite confident that it is. I wonder. I'm a star. How can I not shine? Let's go. All right. What's the next one?
Still ain't learned me no manners.
Do you know that one? Oh, is it me taking it?
Yeah.
Oh, I listened to that was today. Hold my liquor.
Oh, sorry for not clarifying
easy.
That.
Easy. Okay. Did you know that one?
Yeah.
Nice. These aren't too obscure if you're a true fan.
Yeah.
Watch me get the next one wrong.
No worries. Lock yourself in a room doing 5 beats a day for 3 summers.
Spaceship.
Woo! I love
too easy. Oh, I didn't add the plural though. Do I still get it right?
Yeah. Okay. Hard to be humble when you're stunting on a jumbotron. A devil in a new dress.
That would be.
Paris, Gone,
Jibian. I think it's devil in a new dress. Okay,
you're
good.
John,
it was either between that or Gone.
Mm-hmm. But. Oh, I love this one. It's my hometown.
Ooh, hood phenomenon. The LeBron. That was a good line.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron a rhyme. Wow. Okay.
You know the best medicine go to people that's paid.
Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Johnson got the cure for AIDS.
And all the broke passed away. Okay. I'm the only thing I'm afraid of.
Amazing. I don't particularly remember exactly how that sounds when he says it, but
I'm a monster. I'm amazing.
Oh yeah, I'm the only thing I'm afraid of. Okay. Yep. Easy money.
Cool. When did I become A-list?
I wasn't even on A-list. That's No More Parties in LA, yes. Featuring Kendrick Lamar off the Life of Pablo.
Oh good. If you haven't listened to No More Parties in LA,
top please. 5.
Yeah, it's so good. Okay. The hood was struggling, but then I blessed them with that polo.
The hood was struggling, then I blessed them with that polo. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not gorgeous. I don't listen to crack music that much. It's probably not. Blessed them with that polo. I feel like, I don't know. I don't think it's crack music. Illest mother trucker alive. Do you know this one?
No.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna guess the top one because I don't recognize it.
Yes,
let's go. What song is that off of?
That's,
or what album?
Let me consult my Kanye West discography.
Illest brother alive.
Okay.
Is that off of Cruel Summer? Oh, that's it must be a bonus track or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, off of Watch the Throne. That makes sense.
8 out of 8, John.
Easy money. Those aren't too obscure.
So good. Good stuff. Awesome. Didn't you know that? That was kind of fun. Or just cut it off there.
We can do more in the future. We can make our own.
I would like,
yeah. That was pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sweet.
We're true fans. All right.
So good.
Sweet. Well, we will. That was just evidence that we know Kanye well. Except for the obscure nonsense. Who needs to know who was part of his band? Who hasn't he produced for, you know? Yep. We got the appreciation.
Mm-hmm. And now we know.
Yeah, exactly.
We've leveled up.
Every loss is a lesson.
Yeah.
That's Chance, who was influenced by Kanye.
There we go.
Look at that. Okay. All right, bye.
Bye. Oh, wait. This has been...
Kanye Conversations.